Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave Lee here with the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Busy again on this Monday morning. I want to welcome Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson with us here this morning. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Well, very good, sir. I was just hoping for the warmer weather today, but looks like it's coming. But we're good. We had a nice busy weekend, and we have a nice busy week ahead of us. So we're always up to something.
Yeah, I should have you arrest who's ever responsible for giving us these forecasts right now. Although I will say, by the end of the week, we'll look much better. So that's good news. And, of course, your officers have to deal with this weather, Hutch. They have to deal with the weather all the time over there, don't they? I mean, that's just part of the job, I guess.
Yeah, they have some smart men and women. They know how to dress for warm and cold. I mean, they're like, you know, construction workers, et cetera. The only difference is we have to be able to sit in a warm car and get out. So they have a bunch of layers, and they're very smart, luckily.
Hey, I want to ask you about a story I know we've had in our news and that you're aware of, and I don't think maybe a lot of people aren't aware of what's going on with drag racing. Can you kind of give us an update, Sheriff, as to what's happened here over the course of the weekend with drag racing in downtown Minneapolis and some of the area suburbs?
And, Dave, I think I want to point out that they're just not drag racers. You look at some of these just this weekend stats, there's 12 guns taken off these people. Multiple citations, felony warrant arrest, PC narcotic arrest. You know, they're not. They four people try to flee from us, so they're not just street racers. Some of these groups are criminals. I mean, they're violent criminals that carry guns. You know, when I was in high school and I had friends with fast cars, and you know, we maybe used to have a little fun, but we never carried guns. We never committed crimes to benefit our little street wannabe gang. And so I think it's important to know that they're just not street racing. They're violent criminals.
And so in what areas did you do the crackdown, Sheriff?
We did downtown, but we're going to go everywhere. The weekend before, we got several guns, I think nine. So just in a week or two span, we recovered, you know, 20-some guns. So we're going to downtown because that's where the problem was. The downtown inspector, Inspector Peterson, asked for help. We'll help anybody. You know, Brooklyn Park came down. Ramsey County came over just because this isn't a Minneapolis problem. It's a Twin City problem. And, you know, through all this unrest, you know, unfortunately, the unrest, but fortunately, we have had developed really good relationships with our neighboring agencies, and we realize there's no river or no city or no county bound boundaries that just stop criminal activity magically. So we're taking this, we're tackling with the state. State Patrol has been great. Colonel Anger, Commissioner Harrington, they've given us all the resources we need, and we're going to continue doing it as long as we need to. And for the people who, you know, did get away or flew under the radar, you know, we know who you are now. We have a lot of footage, and don't be surprised when we come knocking at your door, because it's not just street racing. It's criminal activity. It's dangerous. They can run over people. But I want to point out that this last weekend, we recovered 12 guns of people who weren't legal to carry guns. I mean, that should really put up some red flags for the community that these aren't street racers, they're criminals, and we're coming after you. So we want to keep our downtown safe. We want to keep our county safe, and And through that, we're going to work collaboratively with everybody we can, because enough's enough, Dave, as you know.
Sheriff, is this something new, or are we just seeing an increase in it?
I think we're seeing an increase in it, you know, and I hate to point fingers and you know, be David Downer on a Monday morning, but it's evident it's picked up this summer with, you know, with the talk of defunding the police, with the talk of, you know, the Minneapolis police being short because people leaving on retirements and medical retirements. And so Minneapolis needs our help, and we're going to help them just like we would help anybody in the metro. So it's increased because they've gotten a little more brave because of the lack of enforcement. But again, Dave, as you know, these groups in the past, a couple weekends ago, were throwing rocks and bottles at the cops, trying to assault the police. They broke a few windows out in squad cars. So again, these people aren't just joyriding and having fun in their cool cars. They're agitators, and we're going to, you know, fight fire with fire. We're going to keep our community safe, and we're going to do whatever we have to do that.
Sheriff, yeah, I appreciate the update. Really an interesting story that sparked a lot of interest. Thanks for your time, as always. Stay safe.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
He is Sheriff, Hennepin County Sheriff David Hutchinson here on WCCO on the Morning News. Steve will have much more for you coming up in 3 minutes. Our time is 8:27.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.